from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia encourages cooperation with countries in South Pacific region. Indonesian government intensifying Asian Games promotion. Now the news in detail.
President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of the breakthrough step to build concrete cooperation with countries in the South Pacific region in a limited cabinet meeting that took place at the president's office in Jakarta on Friday. The president said that he is optimistic that the countries in the South Pacific region would open up to establish mutually beneficial cooperation with Indonesia. President Joko Widodo added that Indonesia should be able to take advantage of its geographical position close to the two continents and two oceans. For countries in the Pacific Ocean region, we need a breakthrough to build a more concrete cooperation, especially cooperation with countries in the South Pacific region that is geographically close to our country. I'm sure the countries in the South Pacific region, such as Nauru, Vanuatu, Tuvalu, Fiji, PNG, Solomon Island, Samoa, Tonga, are very open to cooperation with our country in various fields. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia has the potential to build cooperation relationships with countries in the South Pacific region. He also pointed out that the cooperation may cover culture, education, economy, investment, and trade. In addition, he also encouraged that Indonesia can also develop market share to non-traditional countries, including countries in the South Pacific region. President Joko Widodo instructed his staff to further intensify the promotion of Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang. In his instruction at the Cabinet Limited Meeting held at the presidential office in Jakarta on Friday, the president reminded the upcoming Asian Games. According to various steps related to the promotion, publication and marketing of the 18 Asian Games should be improved. Related to the preparation of the Asian Games, in a meeting in Bogor, I had emphasized the importance of promotion, the importance of publication, the importance of marketing from these 18 Asian Games from time to time to continue toward both targeting the public in the country and of course targeting the professional targets in Asian countries that are the participants of the Asian Games. In regard to this, head of the Creative Economy Agency Bekrab Triawan Muna explained that ahead of the implementation of the Asian Games next August, the government will intensify the promotion of the Asian Games international scale. Thus, he said all ministry and agency will participate in encouraging promotional activities in each agency throughout Indonesia.
Intinya, kedepannya dalam waktu yang sangat singkat ini.
The point is that within the very short time ahead, this promotion of Asian Games will be more intensified. It is requested not only from the INASCOT but also from the ministers and agencies to keep promoting until the date of August 18, and raising the euphoria of Asian Games, so people's knowledge and awareness of the community are getting higher. In addition to intensifying the promotion of the Asian Games nationally, The Indonesian government will also improve coordination between ministry and agencies. This is carried out in a bid to assure the success of the 18 Asian Games in Indonesia. Cyber threat has been more worrying for Indonesian resilience. To anticipate the cyber attack, Indonesian Defense Ministry sends a team to foreign country to learn several handlings of cyber crime. This was affirmed by Minister of Defense Ria Misha Riachudu to media after giving briefing to personnel of Indonesian Special Army at the headquarters in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. I'm sending 10 personnel to foreign country to learn cyber crime handling. I send the best personnel to run cybercrime handling in Europe. They must be well trained. I tell the personnel graduated from Strata 1 and Strata 2 degree have been defended in state. They are experts of information and technology. I hope that the Indonesian Ministry of Cyber is the best in Southeast Asia. Minister Misha Riachudu further said that his ministry plans to recruit other best trained personnel to learn cybercrime handling in foreign country. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is now entering political years. Both regional head election or Pilkada in 2018 and presidential election Pilpres in 2019. Any possible problems in the political years must be anticipated accurately by carrying out synergy between related institutions such as Indonesia Military TNI and Indonesian National Police Polri. This was affirmed by Minister of Defense Ria Misha Riachudu to media after giving briefing to personnel of Battalion 467 Air Force Special Corps in Jakarta on Friday. I will hold a meeting with the chiefs of Indonesian military and Indonesian National Police to set out how to handle possible problems of political years. The important thing is that we are ready. We must be ready for any situation. This situation must be overcome with this situation, and that situation must be overcome by that situation. I hoped in any kinds of situation, it must be overcome well. Minister Misha Riachudu further explained that the personnel of the Indonesian military must be professional ones by focusing on their duties. He asked the TNI personnel to be loyal at the existing law and regulation as the highest commander that must be respected. China will increase its import of electronic components products from Indonesia to fill the void in imports from United States as the world's two largest countries still engage in trade wars. Indonesia Ambassador to China, Jahuri Oramanun, said in Sanhe on Saturday that Indonesia's economic component products in China are very strong. The potential is quite big, as quoted by Antara Ambassador Jahuri said that the value of China's electronic components imported from Indonesia is to reach $4 billion. The import is the same as by Brazil, but above the import of household appliances, timber and wood products reaching $3 billion. The ambassador also remarked that the current volume of Indonesia-China trade has reached $65 billion, and he believes the figure will continue to rise. Chief of the Financial Service Authority, OJK, Wimbo Santoso, encourages the Syariah finance industry to keep expanding businesses by using the latest technology. One way is by optimizing the utilization of financial technology or fintech. He said in a statement on Friday that fintech is a strategy opportunity for Syariah finances to expand their market segment. However, Wimbo emphasized that industry players must also understand the risks of fintech businesses. He added that the financial industry should also have a good mitigation plans as input to improve consumer protection. The OJK issued the peer-to-peer lending rule at the end of 2016. The regulator is now formulating a rule on digital financial innovation. Wimbo further said that this regulation is expected to improve consumer protection and maintain financial system stability, as well as prevent money laundering and combating terrorism funding. The last item, Lord Mayor of London Corporation Alderman Charles Romand will lead a British business delegation to visit Indonesia in a bid to explore cooperation between the two countries. The cooperation includes the launch of Komodo Bond, which has entered the London Stock Exchange, as well as the promotion of the capital of the United Kingdom as the main license outside Asia for rupiah-denominated bonds. To Antara News Agency in London, Mayor Alderman Charles Beaumont admitted that he is full of enthusiasm to visit Indonesia and hopes that UK will help Indonesia, especially in the field of financial technology.
While in Indonesia is scheduled to meet a number of officials in Indonesia, including Minister of Finance, and to hold discussion with business people how the UK can assist in infrastructure, environment, and technology-based finance companies. He will visit Indonesia on 6 until 9 May in a series of walking visits to Southeast Asia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program through RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we start now. An event on May 5th, 1949 is about European Day. European Day is an annual celebration of peace and unity in Europe. There are two separate European days. May 5th was decided by European Council and May 9th was determined by European Union. European Council was established on May 5th, 1949 and chose the date of May 5th as its anniversary when being determined as holiday in 1964. Meanwhile, European Union in 1985 decided to celebrate European Day on the commemoration of Schuman Declaration on May 9th. The declaration, which was issued on May 9, 1950, French merger of coal and iron of France and West Germany. The next event is that in 2004, an Islamic reformer of Indonesia, Abdul Mufti Ali, passed away. Abdul Mufti Ali pioneered the liberation of Islam taught in the modern Indonesian era. He is known very moderate and respected to honor pluralism, both in Islam people or outside Islam. He was also aware of educational world. Messages of Islamic renewal, which were conveyed by him, have typical styles and ways. Different from most Islamic thinkers and reformers, Mufti Ali introduced idea of Islamic liberalism clearly and completely, so that relatively opposition did occur from the community which did not disagree with him. He also did reformation and idea of liberal Islam, which is not provocative and also accompanied by solutions. And the last event is that in 2007, Kenya Airways Flight 507 crashed. Kenyan Airways Flight 507 was a scheduled Abidjan-Douala Nairobi passenger service operated with a Boeing 737-800 that crashed the initial stage of its second leg on 5th May 2007, immediately after takeoff from Douala International Airport in Cameroon. The plane broke up into small pieces and came to rest mostly submerged in a mangrove swamp, 5.5 kilometers to the south of the end of Douala International Airport's runway 12. There were no survivors. The investigation by the Cameroon Civil Aviation Authority determined that the pilots failed to notice and correct excessive bank following takeoff. This led to the loss of control and crash of the aircraft. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring a topic about Indonesia Czech Republic to increase more trade volume. The Indonesian and Czech governments agreed to increase the trade volume of both countries, especially through strengthening cooperation in the industrial sector. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto in his statement in Jakarta Wednesday said that trade cooperation should occur currently can be further improved. Therefore, Indonesia targets to increase 100% of trade volume between the two countries. This was raised
from a bilateral meeting between Minister Erlangga Hartarto and Czech Vice Minister of Industry and Trade, Vladimir Bratl, in Prague on Wednesday. The Czech is Indonesia's fourth largest trading partner in Central and Eastern Europe after Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. During 2010 to 2015, the total value of Czech investment in Indonesia reached $34.35 million. Meanwhile, the 2016 to 2017 period, the Czech investment in the manufacturing sector reached $499.5 thousand for three projects covering basic metal industry, metal goods, machinery, and electronics. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the potential for industrial cooperation between the two countries is still likely to be developed, including defense, glass, ceramics, hydroelectric and aircraft, or component and MRO industries. The minister believes the collaboration between Indonesia and Czech Republic in the industrial sector can be beneficial for both parties. Moreover, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that the Czech government wants to cooperate with Indonesia in developing mineral-based industry. This was in line with the target of Industry Ministry in an effort to encourage downstream in the country to improve additional value of the local natural resources. The minister also said his ministry has facilitated the cooperation through the development of a number of integrated industry area, especially outside Java. The regions are, among others, Morowali Industry Area Central Sulawesi, Bantaeng Industry Area South Sulawesi, and Konawe South East Sulawesi. Meanwhile, the two countries agreed to make each country as an entrance gate of product and investment. Indonesia wants the Czechs also becomes the gate for the European Union market, while the Czechs wants Indonesia as the market gate to the ASEAN countries. Meanwhile, Czech Vice Minister of Industry and Trade, Vladimir Bratl, said the Czechs has the power in the development of pioneer aircraft. Therefore, the Czechs hope to collaborate with Indonesia that has the potential for development in the industrial sector. The same thing was also mentioned earlier by Czech Deputy Foreign Minister Martin Tlapa, that the Czechs is very open if there is any chance of cooperation with Indonesia. If there is any chance of cooperation with Indonesia in the aerospace industry, especially manufacturing jet aircraft. The Indonesian government is encouraging the growth of aircraft maintenance and repair industries or maintenance and overhaul. That was My Indonesia.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of a breakthrough step to build concrete cooperation with countries in the South Pacific region. In a limited cabinet meeting that took place at the presidential office in Jakarta on Friday, the president said he is optimistic that the countries in the South Pacific region would open up to establish mutually beneficial cooperation with Indonesia. President Joko Widodo instructed his staff to further intensify the promotion of Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang. In his instruction at the cabinet limited meeting held at the president's office in Jakarta on Friday, the president reminded the upcoming Asian Games. According to Peru, steps related to the promotion, publication, and marketing of the 18 Asian Games should be improved. Cyber threat has been more worrying for Indonesian resilience. To anticipate the cyber attack, Indonesian Defense Ministry sends a team to foreign country to learn self-apprehendance of cybercrime. This was affirmed by Minister of Defense Ria Misharachudu to media after giving briefing to personnel of Indonesian Special Army at the headquarters in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. Indonesia is now entering political years, both regional head election or pilkada in 2018 and presidential election pilpres in 2019. Any possible problems in political years must be anticipated accurately by carrying out synergy between related institutions such as the Indonesia Military Tni and Indonesian National Police Polri. China will increase its import of electronic component products from Indonesia to fill the void of imports from United States, as the world's two largest economies still engage in trade wars. Indonesia Ambassador to China Jauri Oratmangun said on Saturday that Indonesian electronic component products in China are very strong. Their potential is quite big. Chief of the Financial Service Authority of UK, Wimbo Santoso, encourages the Syria finance industry to expand in businesses by using the latest technology. Lord Mayor of London Corporation, Alderman Charles Bowman, will lead a British business delegation to visit Indonesia in a bid to explore cooperation between the two countries. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tradition, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Well, listener, in today's edition, we will introduce you to Dongkret from Madiun, East Java. Stay tuned. Well, listener, Madiun is a city in East Java province. It is located around 160 kilometers from West Surabaya. In addition, as a center of trade industry, Madiun is also a city which is full of history and rich of cultures. One of the well-known arts from Madiun is Dongkrek. Dongkret is a combination between musical art and dance movement, original from Madiun Regency. Dongkret was created in 1867 in Karuban District, which was changed to be Mejayan District, Madiun Regency. In 1910, Dongkret was popularized by Raden Bay Low Prawiro Dipuro, who at the time became the man or head of a village and led five villages in Karuban. According to the history, around 1879, Mejayan villagers were affected by outbreak of deadly disease. They suffered from headache in the afternoon and died in the evening, or they were sick in the morning and they died at night. In his sickness, Raden Prawiro Dipuro did meditation at Mountain Kidul area, Karuban. Then he got message to create dance movement to avoid bad luck. The message which was gotten describes Punggawa of the kingdom of the spirit and could be expelled Mejayan people by getting them out of the village. Punggawa is a title for a traditional local administrator used in various parts of Indonesia. Thus, it created art which described expulsion of the spirit which carried bad luck. The tradition becomes characteristic of Karuban people's culture, which is called Dongkrek. Namely, art which implies message that every malicious intent will defeat with goodness and truth. At the time, villagers heard sound dunk from Dongkret art, which came from peduk or kendan, and kret from instrument which is called korek. From the sound of dun and kret, a name of art, Dongkret, appeared. Korek instrument is made from wood, which is shaped rectangle with its one tip having jet wooden handle when split with a sounded crack. In its development, the art also uses other instruments, namely gond, canon, kentongan, kendan, and gond, buried as a collaboration Islamic, Chinese, and Japanese people's culture. Besides the instruments which must exist in Dongkrut art, there are Bahpalant mask which symbolizes all person, Princess mask which describes Roro Ayu, and also Gendruwo mask and also called Giant mask. While listener, a harmonious collaboration between dance and music becomes absolute in this art, because every beginning and ending of the dance movement in Dongkrut art is given sign of kendang rhythm. Kendang player must adjust with the dancer position, otherwise the dancer must pay attention to the sign and rhythm which are given by the kendang player. The most important thing is the element in the story and the figure of Dongkrut art to have deep meaning. Although giant figure in Dongkrut art has bad character, it can be invited to unite to do goodness. The guidance becomes the lesson that as bad as any human is, there must be good in them. Thus, preside Dongkrut art, education and culture office of Madiun Regency holds Dongkrut festival every year outside Madiun city. Even Dongkrut art has also been performed at state forest. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Dongkrut from Madiun, East Java. The art gives lesson that the leader should not leave people when they are difficult, but the leader must struggle along with the people in facing the difficulty. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. This edition is on World Health Day. You can listen to this program via streaming at www.vinews.id or through RRI Play application on your smartphone. Health, at first glance, looks as trivial, something you take for granted. However, when sickness comes, you realize that the health price is not cheap. The cost of hospital bill and the fund that must be spent to maintain health afterwards are not small. In fact, many simple things can interfere with one's health, from lack of sleep to a messy diet. Unfortunately, public awareness about the health is often inadequate. Not only that, there are still many problems of health, like the outbreaks of rare diseases in the world that still have no solution, like Ebola and Zika virus, which until now still haunts the world. For that reason, the World Health Organization, WHO, observes World Health Day annually as an opportunity to attract the attention of the world community to realize the big problems related to global health. World Health Day was first formulated in 1948 through the first World Health Assembly. The Assembly decided to celebrate World Health Day on April 7th each year, starting from 1950. The purpose of International Health Day commemoration is to raise public awareness of the importance of health. WHO organizes events at international, regional, and local levels on Global Health Day commemorations with a variety of themes. The resources provided are sufficient until several days after April 7th, the date set to celebrate World Health Day. World Health Day is recognized by various government and non-governmental organizations that have an interest in public health issues. They also host activities and express support in the media. According to World Health Organization data, it is estimated that half of the world's population lack access to appropriate medical services, while 100 million others were forced to become poor by paying hospital or medical services bill. In connection with the 58th World Health Day, WHO is targeting more than 1 billion people to get access to healthcare they need in 2023. To prevent from falling ill, you just need 10 easy steps to keep your body healthy and fit, namely enough sleep, at least 8 hours, to stay fit and healthy, then stop the bad habits like smoking, drugs, alcohol, unsafe and unhealthy sex, regular health checks, exercise, eating healthy foods including fresh fruits, vegetables and whole grains. Drink a lot of water, reduce stress. You also need to get used to having breakfast, because a healthy breakfast will provide energy for the body to keep the activity. Express yourself to keep away from problems of sleeplessness, depression, eating disorder, and up to physical pain. Finally, make a target in a dinner plate to consume any portion with a balanced nutritional measure in terms of carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals, and protein. That was Miscellany Today featuring World Health Day. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Rahmana, in the Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Ungu Bang. To decide our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Berikan Aku Cinta. Enjoy the song.
Terhempas ku di dalam.
Well, listener, you just listened to the first song entitled Berikan Aku Cinta sung by Ungu. Ungu has been a long time toward in Indonesian music industry. From the beginning, there were five friends, namely Maki, Eki, Gatot, Michael, and Roman. They established Ungu Band. Unfortunately, these five friends did last long. The band has changed its personnel for several times. The position of personnel which are well remembered by their fans are Roman on drums and Pasha as a vocalist. However, the change of the personnel did not make difficult the band achieve their success. It is proved by their first album entitled Laguku in 2002, which got place in the hearts of Indonesian music lovers. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Demi Waktu. Enjoy the song.
Antara kita, namun ku juga takkan bisa menepis bayangmu yang selama ini temani hidupku. Maafkan aku menduakan cinta. Rasa hatiku tinggalkan dirinya dan demi waktu yang bergelir di sampingmu, maafkanlah diriku sepenuh hatimu. Seandainya bila ku bisa dirinya, mungkin semua takkan seperti ini. Dirimu dan dirinya kini ada di hatiku, membawaku dalam kehancuran. Thank you.
While listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussion about Ungung. Demi Waktu is one of Ungung's songs, which is very successful in Indonesia. Even some labels of recording companies in Malaysia have purchased distribution rights of the song. Through the song, Ungung received awards at the Best of Pop Rock Duo or Group. For several times, Ungung's words stood on the hearts of young generation at the time. Ungung also composed some songs for soundtrack film in Indonesia. It strengthens Ungung's position in Indonesian music industry. That was a glance about Ungung. To conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Cok Jakarta and Kekasih Gelapku. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Simpangan langkahku terhenti. Ramai kaki lima menjajakan sajian khas berselera. Orang duduk bersila.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Ku mencintaimu lebih dari apapun, meskipun tiada satu orang pun yang tahu. Ku mencintaimu sedalam-dalam hatiku, meskipun engkau hanya kekasih gelapku. Ku tahu ku takkan selalu ada untukmu di saat engkau merindukan diriku. Ku tahu ku takkan bisa memberikanmu waktu yang panjang dalam hidup. Yakinlah bahwa engkau adalah cintaku yang ku cari selama ini dalam hidupku, dan hanya padamu ku berikan sisa cintaku yang panjang dalam hidupku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Lelah hari
tak kau lihat, andai saja dapat kau rasakan letihnya jiwaku karena sifatmu. Indah cinta yang kau berikan, kini tiada lagi ku dapatkan teduhnya jiwa. Baiknya ku pergi, tinggalkan dirimu sejauh mungkin untuk melupakan. Oh.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.